Okay, so where were you when you first heard about the attacks?
I first heard about the attack when I was driving to a workshop for work. I was in my car. I was on Route 25A, which is kind of like a Route 1 in New York. And I heard on the radio that a small plane had crashed into the World Trade Center. And it didn't seem like, you know, a big deal or that anything kind of really bad happened. It just was something that happened.
Yeah.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, go ahead.
So then I got to the workshop, and we started it for maybe about 20 minutes. And then a woman came from another part of the conference center and said that we should all turn on the TV and watch, because the plane crash was really bad. Because none of us knew. None of us had seen television. We all came and were in this workshop. So we went into a conference room that had a gigantic television. And we all watched on the television when I'm trying to remember what happened first. I think the first tower, I think the two planes crashed first, and then the towers came down.
Yeah.
One, and then the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember watching on TV the second plane hit the tower, and then watching, and then when the towers collapsed, literally grown women that I was with at this business meeting started screaming and crying that they had to leave and they had to get to their family. I mean, it was like chaos broke out. So I work in a hospital. I work at a level one trauma center. That means that we take the most injured, sick people. So here I was at a conference for the day. Usually when I go to work, I guess I'm dressed like a teacher. You know, I've got pants on and a nice blouse and work shoes and everything. So because I was at a workshop, I was wearing like a mini skirt, flip-flops, totally not prepared for work.
Mm-hmm.
But because we had this big emergency, I had to go straight to work. So I was like showing up at work completely, you know, not dressed for how I was supposed to be there. And then everyone just kind of panicking and not knowing what was going on. So we had families on the pediatric unit who had family members who were in the tower, who were waiting to hear from them, and they weren't hearing from them. And they were completely stressed and upset. I had someone on my team who I supervised whose brother was in the Trade Center. And when she heard what had happened and what was going on, she just honestly ran out of work, just left.
Yeah.
Other people at work, I think, just panicked. And, you know, people like secretaries and office people just had no idea how to cope with it and were crying and left. And people at work, administrators were saying to people, kind of like principals, like, oh, you have to stay, you know, we need your work and all that. And basically people were like, sorry, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And just left. Obviously doctors, nurses, me, like other clinical people, we all stayed. So we went into disaster preparation mode and we moved around patients. We got out stretchers. There's all sorts of steps that you follow to prepare for what we call a surge. So a surge is when you get a lot of patients all at once,
mm-hmm.
and you have to figure out how are you going to care for them. So we did that. We went into surge mode. We got all of our stretchers prepared, everything ready, everything lined up, and then we just waited. And we waited, and we waited. And we got no patients.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone kind of anxious. We also still had families upset on the unit who weren't hearing from their loved ones. We had some parents who left to go home thinking that, because we were seeing on the news that people were walking across the Brooklyn Bridge, people were like walking out of the city to get out, and people thought that maybe if people couldn't get through on their cell phones that they were just trying to get home somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So we had families where the parents, you know, the parent who was at the hospital went home thinking maybe the other parent would go there. So we had kids by themselves. So we started turning off a lot of the televisions because seeing the same news over and over and over actually is not helpful. It only makes it that much more upsetting. And for young kids, they don't understand that what they're seeing is a repeat. They think it's the same thing happening over and over again, for real.
Yeah.
And I also very clearly remember the weather that day. It was an absolutely stunning, gorgeous day. Bright, bright blue skies, gorgeous out. Like sunny, warm, without being humid. It was an absolutely picture-perfect day.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the smoke for miles, miles and miles and miles.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's probably perfect.
I talked to your mom. She was living in Maine already, so it was, you know, kind of weird for her to be a New Yorker and being in Maine and kind of, like, feeling so connected but yet far away from what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.